Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with our lovely friends at Hutton View Care Home. On the phone right now, I've got Anita and Layla from St Francis Hospice. Morning, Anita.
Good morning, Mike.
Remind us of what your job is there again, please.
I'm here. I'm the PR and Digital Communications Manager.
Oh, it sounds ever so posh. Does that mean you can hire and fire people?
No, it's not really as good as that, but right. You get the message out. Just trying to, you know, now we have to rely a lot more on digital channels.
Yeah.
The world has changed, as we know, and even more so in the past year. So, yeah, digital is a big part of our role as well, just getting, you know, awareness out there and hopefully and raise as much funds as we can.
Okay, and we've also got Layla. Morning, Layla.
Morning, Mike.
And what do you do at St Francis Hospice?
So I'm the marketing campaigns manager. So I'm looking after our products and campaigns. And as Anita said, really getting the message out, making sure the message is right. Yeah, and all the different ways we can advertise and market our products, services and messages.
Now, St Francis Hospice is one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM. And we get you on once a month, girls, not necessarily you. It could be anybody from St Francis Hospice to talk about something that's coming up, because we all need to look forward to something. Don't you think, Anita?
Oh, absolutely. And this time more than ever, we need something to get motivated and feel positive about, because the news has been so negative and it's been such a tough time for everyone. Absolutely. So we've got something exciting we want to talk to people about. So we're here to talk about our Step Up campaign.
Yes.
Which we launch in March.
Okay.
This is where we're calling on our supporters to step into a nurse's shoes and to walk 12,000 steps.
12,000 steps? I won't be able to see my house.
That's not that much.
Well, we spoke to our nurses. We thought we built it around our nurses. We spoke to our nurses, and we know that they walk, on average, at least 12,000 steps a day.
Girls, that's absolutely phenomenal. 12,000 steps. It's a wonder there's anything left of them by the end of the week.
They do work incredibly hard. They're on their feet all day.
Wow.
And we thought, weather getting better, you know, with the skies getting bluer and the days getting longer, it's just a really good opportunity to, we thought people would enjoy now, getting out and about a bit more, getting a bit active. We've been indoors hibernating for too long now, haven't we?
Yeah, no, as Anita said, and it's a great excuse to get out and about. I mean, there's so many people at the moment that are working from home and probably not taking breaks, probably not getting outside as much as they should. So it's a great excuse to get outside, get your steps in, 12,000 steps a day, step into a nurse's shoes, as Anita said, and it's for a great cause. It's for St Francis Hospice every day in March. And to sign up, you just need to go to our website, sfh.org.uk/step-up, but you can also find out all the details about the challenge on all of our social media pages, so Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If you just go onto there, you'll find the information, and it's really easy to sign up.
So Layla, if anybody's listening right now and they fancy taking part in this but they don't quite know what to do, are you asking them to get sponsored to do this?
Yes, that's exactly right. So all they need to do is share the Just Giving page. There's a Just Giving page set up ready on the campaign itself. So they just share it to their friends and family members, to their social media followers, and ask for sponsorship. That's it. Yeah, and then we take it from there.
I'll be honest, I think we, girls, I think we both, all of us need to be doing this. All of us, every single person. I personally have put on so much weight. I keep walking past the fridge and I think, oh, while I'm here.
I think we can all relate to that, though, can't we? We can all relate to that. And, you know, we really just want to get the message out. Mike, so you're going to do it for us then, aren't you?
Well,
so you've just said that now for us.
Fingers crossed. I won't keep going into the fridge as much. I'll try and get my route of 12,000 steps to go a different direction. So it's just, they can walk anywhere, can they, girls?
Do you know what? It's a lot easier. It sounds like a huge challenge. And I think to achieve it, you'll feel so proud of yourself.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I think the thing is, it's much more achievable. I mean, some people think, oh, my gosh, that's a lot of steps. And it's a fair amount of steps. No, that's absolutely true. But I was at home at the weekend doing a bit of housework, and I was amazed by just walking around the house, going up and down the stairs, how many steps you use without even leaving the house. So actually, people will be amazed. It's much more achievable than you actually think. And I just think it's a fun way of getting out, and you will feel good. Like you said, we've all been in. We're all sitting a little bit too close to the fridge these days, aren't we? Especially if you're at home. It's a bit too close. But just, I think just where the weather's getting nice, we're feeling a bit more inspired to get outdoors. And I think for our nurses, it's just such a great inspiration. They really have worked all the way through the pandemic, being there. We're busier than ever at the hospice. Our services are busier than ever, taking the pressure off frontline services as well. And just caring for people in their homes even more than they usually do, because people don't want to be anywhere near a hospital if they don't have to be.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, hear about, you know, going out and about. So they really have done an amazing amount of care and support throughout this time, as all our healthcare professionals have. So I just think it would be fantastic to get people on board, get involved, and to be sharing. If they're taking part, let us know, but also take pictures and share it on social media. Inspire more people to do it. This could be something really fantastic, and we're really excited.
Yeah, no, definitely, as Anita said. And then we just want people to just spread the word and just really help us raise as much as we can. An hour of hospice at home care for one patient costs £54.
Wow.
And each day of care on the ward for one patient costs £606. Oh. So, you know, we really do need all the help that we can get, more now so than ever before.
Fingers crossed this goes really, really, really well for you. Are all the details on the website, Anita?
Yes, that's at sfh.org.uk. And again, yeah, there's lots of information there. And as Leila says, there's the link to the Just Giving page. So we've made it really quite straightforward. So there's, you know, it's quite a straightforward campaign. There's not much, you know, people have got plenty of time to get on board. Before, I can't believe it's the 1st of March next week. This month has flown, hasn't it?
So it has.
We've got a week to get things in place. And we just love people to, you know, just get that message out there, share this with their friends and family, and finding people feel so good doing this, and it will help us enormously because we rely on donations to fund our care.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming on this morning, and we're going to put this interview on the website, and we'll put a link to St Francis Hospice just in case anybody listening even just wants to give you £5 out of their money. Every single pound note is really, really well received. I know that. Thank you so much for coming on, girls.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Take care, Mike.